Good morning. Everybody's well today, I hope. Yes, Father. You went to a Catholic school. You think maybe the reading today is a little bit about Jesus being in the Father? Just ponder that. When you see Jesus, you're seeing God. If you feel like you have a living, personal relationship with Jesus, you have a personal, living relationship with God. The Father and I are one. This is really our CSA Sunday, so you won't be surprised if the one time during the year when I talk about money, it's going to be today. And I guess I'll just say, because it just strikes me in light of the readings, Master, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us. At first blush, when I hear Philip say that, I basically hear him saying, well, come on, prove it. Come on, you just mean just show us, and then that'll be enough. I can't prove to you what the future will be, and you know as well as I that we're living in uncertain times. Times that I've never seen in my 70 years. How about you? Politically, socially, morally, religiously, spiritually, economically, they're just changing times. So I'm grateful but that this particular reading comes up today, because as we look at our finances in a minute, you know, most of you received my appeal letter, correct?
Yes.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's enough. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn that's for sale. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God, have faith also in me. We can't demand that God prove anything to us. Because if we have proof of something, then that means we know it. And we don't need faith. Maybe that's why if there was just a tinge of impatience with Jesus, but Philip, how long have you been with me, and still you don't see the Father in me? Now, of course, they wouldn't have. But we in our time, after 2,000 years, should know and believe that Jesus is the incarnation. He's God with a body. And he came to us. You know, even that, it's like, well, we want a God that's like, it's got to be bigger than that, you know? But how powerful that is, that God, so humble and so loving, came to us in the human Jesus, human divine Jesus, to show us really what fully living, being a fully alive human being, fully living in love, what that looks like. What a beautiful thing. And if you really had the patience and the commitment of prayer to really sit with this reading, it's a powerful reading. But having said that, as we look at our finances, I am grateful that we are invited, called really, to not be troubled or afraid. But the challenges are there. You know about the CSA. I don't have to describe what it is and what it does. It supports the administration of the diocese. It promotes the educational, spiritual, ministerial works of the diocese on our behalf. We're not a standalone parish. We're a part of the larger body of the church, not only in the Archdiocese of Detroit, but throughout the world. And I will commend you sincerely and gratefully that as a parish and in light of the CSA through the course of the years, you've really been quite generous. Good job. This year's appeal goes out of everybody's mind when they think about church nowadays, but it really is an increasingly important and critical initiative and endeavor in light of the waning church attendance, essentially, you know, it sounds kind of funny, in the Northern Hemisphere. In the more developed nations of the world, church attendance has been waning for some time. And yet the pandemic really made that painfully obvious to all of us. So as church attendance wanes and social behaviors lean away from Christian values, all the more important that we gather. And I'm not in any way hesitant to say, because I'm going to share with you the numbers in a minute, but really, we're really seeing the core of what St. Vincent Fair is these days. In 2000, for several years, I don't remember, it's at least 10 years, the parishes and the dioceses have been asked to take a mass count two or three times a year. So we've, you know, as far as possible, we've counted the number of people coming to mass every weekend. In 2019, how many people do you think came to mass on a weekend? 780. How many do you think are coming to mass this weekend? About 200. Wow. Now, in all fairness, that 780 reflects when the Vietnamese were here. So about 200, 250 of those families, thankfully, and it was the right thing to do, were reunited with Our Lady of Grace in Warren. You remember those days. And so that was about 200, maybe 250 families. But let's be generous with ourselves and say, okay, well, let's say there was only 500 families attending or people. That's still over half of our people that either by age, illness, or the pandemic are not with us anymore. I'm very open to your wisdom and your ideas of how we might invite people back. I try to do what I can do through preaching and articles and the programs that the staff helps and we all coordinate and offer for all of you. Please participate in those offerings. I want to check the door, please. But that's a stark drop, isn't it? So last year, 2022, we had about 220 people per weekend. With that sharp decline, we have a similar decline, as you would expect, in the offertory collection. It's not just here. I'm not picking on anybody, and I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you the facts. So that, I think you'd be really mad if I didn't tell you how things were. And I just decided one week, you know what? We don't have any money anymore, so 2 weeks from now, the parish is going to close. Would you like to hear that? Of course not. I'm keeping you informed. It's not your parish. It's not my parish. It's our parish. We are the people of God. So I have to tell you these things so that we, on the one hand, have to discern God's will. What is God doing in this parish? I think God is doing amazing things here. And I honestly do encourage you to be more actively involved. As I mentioned really yesterday at the 4 o'clock Mass, I think the healing ministry is thriving. You think, oh, well, that's nice, Father, but that's your ministry. It's not just my ministry. It's a ministry of the church. And we're the church. We give, I don't even know the numbers, we give away a lot of prayer blankets. Huh, maybe we should charge for those. No, you can't. You can't sell blessed items. And those blankets are blessed. We get stories, I get letters, sometimes phone calls, and we get person-to-person feedback. People are being healed by those blankets. Some of you are aware, but I'll let you. We have a intercessory group for the parish. We meet once a month. People pray daily. It's a group of about 10. We meet once a month for a holy hour. And the prophetic words are always very, you know, we kind of have these conversations. Okay, where are we at with numbers? Where are we at with finances? Where are we with God's word? And the words generally are very encouraging. I do believe that God has a will for this parish. Again, we're not alone. I don't have statistics that were listed for Shrine. They've lost about half of their people. St. Mary's in Royal Oak, man, they've only lost about a third. I think because, well, Shrine is about the same, but demographic-wise, they have young families and they have schools, but St. Mary's numbers statistically are a little better. And oddly enough, St. Mary Magdalene, St. Justin, the smallest, they're doing, in a sense, proportionately the best. Smaller community, their core people are their core people, and their core people keep coming. Please do what you can. You're the delivery system. If you're talking positively about the parish, if you're encouraging people, your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, and you know they belong here, but they're not coming, don't pick on them. Just invite them, encourage them. Tell them what you like. Tell them what you value about coming. In light of the decline of people in general, it's similar with the charter school, so that the student counts in the charter school have fallen since the pandemic, and the decreasing number of students means that a decreasing amount of rent money that we get. So for the last couple of years now, the rent income has been $120,000 less. That many fewer kids are registered at the charter school. Now I know that they'd love to have their population go up. But I think a lot of those kids either went to other schools. I think probably the greatest number of those kids are now being homeschooled. But that's $120,000 that was directly taken out of our budget. Our offertory collections have declined about $30,000, which with all the people that have left, that's not terrible. Well, it's not good for the budget, but it means that you're really carrying the place reasonably well. But if you put 120 together with another 30, that means we're $150,000 off of our projected budget. The parish is in good shape building-wise. We've got this one leak in the roof. It's been fixed two or three times. Eventually, I don't think we need to redo the whole roof. It hasn't been that long, but that roof takes money now and again. We usually put $25,000 to $35,000 into the parking lots, one side or the other. And we do that not only because it needs the work, but because $35,000 a year is a lot better than $500,000 when the whole thing falls apart, and it will if we don't patch it. The decline of these numbers really is about a 5-year trend, exacerbated again by the pandemic. Our goal this year is $41,753. That's a $6,300 decline from last year. You go, yay, that's great. Our CSA has gone down for the last 4 years. And the only reason for that is because our offertory collections has gone down. The offertory collection is a significant part of the formula that gives us our goal. Now, I do apologize, it's my own typo, but I have a $41,000 number here. That should say $23,000. In 4 years, our CSA has gone down $23,000. Hallelujah. But that only reflects a similar proportionate amount that we've not gained in offertory. We're very attentive to the budget. We try to be very thrifty, having efficient phone systems and internet expenses and those kinds of things. We're all aware of inflation and costs across the board. And yet, in the administrative part of parish life, we can't ignore the increases in utilities and insurance, general office expenses, and honestly appropriate and fair salary increases for our staff. We have a smaller staff than we did through the course of the previous years. Everybody is fully engaged in their particular roles on the staff, many doing jobs outside their job description. I'm grateful for the staff and the hard work that they do. We can only push the budget so far into the red. You know there's money in the bank, but again, we can't just say, okay, we'll take whatever, and we don't, you know, take the difference out of the bank. No one's gonna let us just do that. So at some point, we can only push ourselves too far into the red such that the numbers just don't match reality. If possible, please repeat the gift or increase the gift you gave to the CSA last year. If you're making a pledge, please do. But then, as far as possible, please fulfill that commitment. It's not there yet, but I think in the next couple of months, it takes about a month to get another envelope in, but we're going to add a budget deficit envelope to the offertory packet. And if you could increase your weekly offertory, if you can, please do. Or if from time to time, occasionally through the year, if you can use the budget deficit envelope, that really can be a big help. To your credit, last year, we exceeded our CSA by $5,000. If everybody gives just a little more this year, maybe we can exceed that by $10,000 this year, or maybe a little more, if you can. And we'll have a greater return. Again, I'm very grateful for your commitment and your generosity, not only to the parish, but to the larger church. We're not alone, again. Many parishes are in much worse shape than we're in, but I have to inform you of where we are. I will increase my CSA. I try to give $100 a month. I'll increase that. The year before, not this past year, but the year before, we were $250,000 short. I'll make up the difference. I'll put that in my CSA this year. $250. What did I say? You take care of the $250,000. I'll do the $250,000. So last year I gave $1,200 to the CSA. This year I'll give $1,450. Does that add up right? Yes, it does. Do what you can. If there's other information in this regard coming forward, I will share it with you. Our budget is due downtown this week. And we'll have a finance meeting. Peter Miles is the chair of the Finance Commission at this point. Very grateful for that commission who discussed with us and review these numbers. They're very supportive. It was really their ideas that put this budget deficit envelope in. I do not see having some company come and do a fundraiser for us so they can take away 10% of the money. Okay, please do what you can. In light of the gospel, do not be afraid. I will ask you again, pray for those who aren't coming. It'd be nice if they were here and if they'd bring an envelope, right? More importantly, what about their souls? Feels like, no, that's all right. I kind of got out of the habit. You know, no, it's all right. I can kind of live my faith. Me and Jesus, we're going to get along. Christianity is a faith of relationship. We are the body of Christ. Honestly, there's no such thing as me and Jesus Christianity. We have to be in relationship, in support, in encouragement, and building up of one another. So please be encouraged. Have faith in God and faith in me, as Jesus says. Notice how secure Jesus is. The setting of the reading, they're at the Last Supper. Jesus is literally within hours of his death. And yet he's secure in the Father's love. And his greatest concern is not for himself, but for the insecurity and the fear of the disciples who will experience a dramatic change of his traumatic death as well as the absence of his physical presence. But he says, when you see me, you see the Father. It's better for you that I go to the Father. In anticipation, in a couple weeks now, we'll have the Feast of Pentecost. It's better that Jesus return to the Father, so now Jesus can be with each of us personally in the unitive love of the Holy Spirit. But we still need the dollars and cents to keep the lights on and the roof dry. Jim, whatever you do, don't play rain down today, okay?
Not on the list.
Not on the list. You notice he always plays rain down when it's raining? Yeah, see, they noticed that, Jim. It's not just me.
It rains a lot in Michigan.
What was that?
It rains a lot in Michigan.
It rains a lot in Michigan. Well, quit playing the song so much. Anyway, Jesus was never alone. The Father was always with him. We are not alone. Jesus is with us. God has a will for this parish. You are the core of the parish. Pray. Invite people back. Pray for vocations. We're coming to the end of that year of prayer for vocations at Pentecost. Pentecost is the weekend where, I believe this year, three men will be ordained to the priesthood in the archdiocese. I think there's maybe four or five for next year. You keep praying for vocations. But as you pray, somebody said, well, you know what? Before long, we're not going to have a priest shortage. We're going to have a people shortage. Huh. Christianity isn't going anywhere. It may get smaller. You're the core of the parish. Pray. Don't be afraid. Please do the best you can financially. And I will pray, as we do in our prayers of the faithful, that God gives all of us the resources we need. Pray for the economy, not just the American economy. Pray for the world economy. This inflation problem, I've only read it once, but the reality is the main problem with the inflation is greed. Yesterday I said it was bananas. I was wrong. It was eggs. They made some idea, maybe it's true, I don't know, that eggs are more expensive because of some bird flu. The egg industry made $700 billion in profits because they could, because they just raised prices. Don't give up eggs. But please do what you can to support the parish, because to support the parish is to support the church, and to support the church is to support your faith. We give to what we value. I value you because I value Jesus, and we're doing this together. Thank you, God.